Hello, is Ann Carr there?
That's me.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet?
Nope.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I'm going to vote, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, one second. Okay, and may I ask your age?
I'm 62.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
9.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The first one will be Joe Biden as president.
0.
Okay, so would you say somewhat approve or strongly disapprove?
This strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Donald Trump as former president.
I approve.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Neutral.
Okay, thank you. And next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
I approve of him.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression about them. So, and also, if you haven't heard about this person or institution, you can let me know. So the first one is Derek Merrin.
Haven't heard too much about him.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur, again.
I don't approve.
Okay, would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Approve.
Okay. Is that somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one, again, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, again, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, First Energy.
You mean the electric company?
Uh-huh.
I guess favorable.
Okay, somewhat or very?
somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And last one, Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable.
Okay, very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in the election for U.S. Congress, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Next one. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
The Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Republican Derek Merrin.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider it?
No chance.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for Kaptur, or does it make any difference? Now I'm going to read some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please let me know if this makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true. So the first one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave for nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand for those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. What do you think
about
that?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay, so would you say no difference, more likely, or not true?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end the mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving all children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. What would you say in this one?
A little less likely.
Okay, somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for Love Marker's offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking up for us.
Yeah, less likely.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay, thank you. With just a couple of the statements to go. Next one. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctor and women, potentially leading to prison that could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Say that again.
Of course, let me read the statement again. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctor and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctor to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Again, the options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not.
Less likely. Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
Less likely.
Okay, much, somewhat or much? Less.
Much.
Okay, thank you. And last statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. So, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
No, I would not vote for him now.
Okay, give me 1 second, and then let me just take notes. For him. Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Neither one of them.
Okay. Let's say that you will have to decide. Would you say which candidate would you lean toward, Marcy or Derek?
I just don't know if I can answer that right now.
Okay, Bogey, no worries.
Maybe
Marcy. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Next one. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Women get the choice in their body, and doctors shouldn't go to jail because they help women.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Let me just take notes. Shouldn't go to jail for help them. Okay, thank you so much. The last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
I graduated high school.
Okay. Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And you will say not strong Republican or strong?
I thought I was strong, but now I don't know. Stay strong.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-oh.
And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I said somewhat.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The line was breaking up a little bit. And I think this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you so much. That concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your time. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.